We are two successful women. We operate and excel in male-dominated environments. We have checked all of the boxes that society says equals success. One of us has 17 years experience in tech, has created leaders across the country, and is currently pursuing an MBA. And if that wasn't enough, she even had 3 babies in one day.
I did.
One of us has a master's degree in clinical psychology, a doctorate in organizational leadership, completed a paper from the hospital bed after giving birth, and if that wasn't enough, wrote a number one international best-selling book in 30 days. But it's still not enough. It is still not enough.
We have also been asked to show ID to prove we live in our own neighborhoods. We have been ignored in meetings when we have been the senior executives at the table. We have been reduced to our physical appearances, even though our brains are far more impressive. These are real stories that often go unheard and untold. What happens when you succeed and you still have to prove yourself on the smallest levels every day? Who is listening to the Black woman? We are. And we need others to listen as well. It is time for real, genuine conversations. I am Candace Morgan, and she is Dr. Angela Anderson. Together, we are unfiltered and unapologetic. All we need is a mic.
Now, let's get the conversation started. Welcome to Just Be Real, Sis.
Welcome back to Just Be Real, Sis. On today's episode, we will focus on the power of gratitude and what that looks like in your life. What if every day when you woke up, you decided to first smile and then say what you were thankful for? And then every night before you went to bed, you did the same. Our quote for today, gratitude is not only the greatest of virtues, but the parent of all others. Did you know expressing gratitude improves your mental health? Did you know the first 20 minutes of your day sets the tone for the rest of your day? Do you have trouble finding things to be grateful for and then staying in that positive space? If so, today's episode is for you. We have a guest that lives a life of gratitude.
So what does that first 20 minutes of your day look like? You raise an important point. So we thought that we would share with you guys what our first 20 minutes looks like every day when we wake up. So for me, I guess I'll start. Sister, first of all, I want to say I'm grateful for you.
Thank you.
I'm grateful for our podcast. So we'll start with gratitude right there. But I'll give you some tips about some of the things that I do in the morning. So every morning before I open my eyes, I think the words thank you. And then I say the words thank you. It just sets the tone for the entire day. And my initial focus every single day is to have a mindset where I think about what I get to do instead of what I have to do. So every day when I open my eyes, I've already won because I have another opportunity to be great. So I think about every single step in the morning with an attitude of gratitude. For example, I get to get up. There's some person today whose greatest wish is just to be able to get up, and I got to do it. I get to get up and go get my children up and get them ready for school. So I have children that are healthy and who have the ability to be educated. I get to go in and cook breakfast. There's food available. The point is, if you're so focused on all of the things that you have, it leaves very little room for the things that you don't. And you don't invite that energy into your space. It is just this constant state of being thankful and recognizing and being intentional about even the smallest advantage that you have in life.
I would like to say what I'm grateful for.
Okay.
So I am thankful and grateful for you.
Thank you.
And I'm also thankful for this podcast. For me, I do this really the same thing. I have the same process. One thing that I also do is I say to myself, okay, you saw a new day. You get to see a new day. You get to embrace that day. And how you show up to that day is on you. So before I even get out of bed, I try to find 3 things that I'm really grateful for. I also give thanks to God. And I have scripture posted throughout my room and in my bathroom and in different places. And one that I'd like to share with you guys is in 2 Corinthians 4:15, it says, all of this,
every bit of it,
is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. So if you think about how many times give thanks is in the Bible, it's a lot. So I have to give thanks. It is my responsibility to thank Him for everything that He's done. And then I often say, for everything that you're going to do.
Exactly. So today we're going to talk to you guys about the power of gratitude and how many areas of your life where gratitude is a major, major driving force for your ability to succeed in those areas.
One more thing.
Okay.
Every day I wake up expecting a miracle. And when you have that attitude of gratitude that you mentioned, you become a miracle magnet. Did you know that?
Well, absolutely. It already starts with the way that you look. But, you know, anybody who had three babies in one day, of course, is used to miracles. So, of course, you're a magnet for miracles. Your babies are miracles. Like, you've seen miracles show up in your life over and over and over again. But I think that's because of your attitude. You've attracted those miracles. And you're intentional about staying in that space. That's why we vibe so well. Because we agree in that space that we are not going to allow anything else into our space outside of those who believe in the miraculous.
You say that, and in all seriousness, that's exactly what it is. So I was told that I would deliver my babies between 28 and 32 weeks. And all of the medical professionals did exactly what they should have done. And that was to prepare me for this is what could be. I carried my babies 38 weeks, which is unheard of for triplets. And I know that it came from the agreement of three of us were gathered and we said it will be so. And so for me, I am a walking testimony. I do know that miracles happen. So what I will say is that He's done it before.
And He'll do it again.
How do we go from scripture reading this week and then last week we were clapping for our damn selves?
Because that's just how we are. But that's the thing. I think we are...
Just be real, sis.
Just be real, sis. So we say all the time, in one conversation, we can go from a philosophical conversation to pure ratchetness in the conversation and then solving the world's problems all within in 5 or 10 minutes. I think that's the beauty of the dynamic of us all. And everybody has multiple sides of who they are, but what you're talking about is just the truth.
And I think that's why we relate to so many people. It's because we can meet you where you are.
I think you're exactly right. It's important that we're able to meet people where they are. And it's also important who we attract in our circle. So our guest today is someone that we are so excited to introduce you all to. I guess we'll share his energy with everybody else. You kind of want to hoard it for yourself, but you can't because it's so good.
Can't contain it.
You cannot contain it. So our guest today is our friend Noel Fenderson. And just to give you a little bit of background about Noel, he's had a number of shifts in his life, but there's this constant theme that runs through who he is, and that is gratitude. It just radiates from him. So he is an entrepreneur in multiple spaces. He even has an arm of one of his companies that's dedicated specifically to miracles. So it's perfect that he's here talking to us today about the topic of gratitude. So welcome to Just Be Real, Sis Noel.
Thank you all so much for having me. You guys are awesome.
We are so grateful and thankful that you are here today.
He came in the room with energy today.
He did.
So what we want to do, we invited you today, of course, because when we started talking about what we wanted to do on the show today, we said, what better topic to talk about than gratitude, and who should we invite? And you were the first person who came to mind. So we often say when people, you were saying earlier today, what happens when people think of you? Say a little bit more about that, if you would.
When someone says your name, what's the first thing that pops into their mind? And when we said gratitude, we thought...
No.
Immediately, without question.
That means so much. It really does. I really appreciate that.
Are you surprised by that?
I try to focus my mindset on having that of gratitude, so I am grateful that you would say that.
Huge point. Mindset. We talked about that earlier, and we talk about that often. It is intentional when we do that. Let's talk a little bit about the conversation we had this morning.
Well, I'd love to know how Noel starts his day. We talked about how we start our day, so we'd love to hear some best practices from you.
Yeah, so I start my day very early. I wake up at 4 a.m., so I have four kids, all age range from 6 all the way to a 6-week-old. So wow. My bride is my hero, but I have to be really intentional about my time. And in order to not take time away from my family, I choose to wake up early. So I wake up early, and the first few things that I do, which really will set the pace for and the tone for the whole day, is my mindset and what do I think about right when I wake up. The studies on this, you know, they fluctuate with the time. I think you have less than a minute and a half to determine, hey, this is what I'm going to do today. This is my stance. This is my mindset. I'm thankful just to wake up and be alive. So I let that be the first thought that really comes about my day. Say, God, thank you. I'm alive. And that is such a hard thing to do here. I just got back from Africa a few months ago. And when I was in Africa, everywhere I went, I was just constantly thanking God and just being so aware. When I went to bed at night, I was praying to make it through the night. When I woke up the next morning, I was thankful to be alive. And it is so hard to do that here because I'm very comfortable. And anything that makes me uncomfortable, I run away from. That's just our natural tendency to run from it instead of go through it and live in that, you know, that comfort zone. Nobody grows in their comfort zone. So that, you know, that was really a mental change for me of keeping that sweetness of being in the middle of nowhere and bringing that back here. And I've really been trying to live that out for a really, you know, probably 6 years of my life. And it really came to life even more when I got back from Africa. So
speaking of, you know, you said a shift the last 6 years. We'd love to know when that shift happened. But before we get to that, you talk about the science behind that first minute. I've heard that it's the same way with making a decision. So that's ultimately what you did. Yeah. They said, you know, if you're getting ready to launch a business or to just do anything, your brain, it's about a minute, and then it immediately will go into protective mode and talk you out of it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It does, because as we were talking about a little bit earlier in the show, what's the first thing that you do? You spoke about you wake up and you immediately think thoughts of gratitude. When I wake up, the first thing that I think and say are the words, thank you. It sets the course for the entire day. So that's the thing that we all have in common. I think that's a big takeaway for the listeners, is that you're extremely intentional, as you said, Noel, and that it has to be the first thing.
Yeah.
It has to be first.
And for me, when I said, you know, thank you for all that you've done, but I also say thank you for all that you're going to do. Mm-hmm. There's an expectation.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
As well.
Absolutely.
Yes, for sure.
So that's the first thing I do. The second thing I do is I get on my knees and pray. And I literally have taken this posture that has changed my life, where I raise my hands and I say, I'm on my knees because you are God and I'm not. And I just want to live today however you want me, wherever you want me to go, whatever you want me to do. It's all about you. This is not about us.
You're a vessel.
I'm just a vessel. That's a great thing.
See, Noel, this is why you're a friend. Because you don't even understand how much commonality is at this space right now. These are the things that we talk about all the time. Mm. This platform, the things that we talk about, it's for the greater good. Mm. So for you to just be in this space where you make yourself available for miracles is the same thing that you were saying, that you take yourself out of it. That's the energy that we see. That's it. It's this space where you remove yourself out of everything that's going to happen for that day, and you invite God to come in.
Didn't we talk about that in the last episode, take your ego out of it?
Yes, we did. That was one of the points, for sure. So it's interesting that you mentioned research, Noel, because we actually did some research about how gratitude impacts your daily life. We're big on stats, and I try to talk Sister out of giving stats.
I'm real big on stats. And then today she said, hey, I have some stats. I said, wait, what? Because you know what, 75-80% of statistics are made up.
Except in my world, I'm like, I looked at statistics for 3 years straight. I don't want to look at statistics anymore. But today it was important because I wanted people not only to think that this
is our... Because one out of four of us here today.
Yes. Knows the value of statistics. But I wanted people... people to understand that there are multiple studies that talk about how gratitude impacts so many areas in your life. And so we just chose a few of them. But there is a graphic that we'll post on our page that shows all the areas where gratitude funnels into it. So we'll post it at a later date.
We have
a
graph as well?
Oh, yes,
oh, this is,
ma'am.
This is getting better.
It's serious. I have my Dr. Angela hat on, statistics version. So let's get into it. This is from Forbes. And so number one, it says, when you have gratitude, it opens the door to more relationships. And that's simply just saying the word thank you makes people want to have ongoing interaction and contact with you. What do you think about that?
Well, you just hit the definition of gratitude is a state of thankfulness. It is living with your entire mindset of no matter your circumstance, there's something you can be thankful for. You know, my 6-year-old daughter taught me that just this weekend.
In the rain.
So in the rain, we woke up Saturday and I was like, I'm not going to lie, I was kind of bummed. I was like, my goodness, what are we going to do today? And she was like, Daddy, if it's raining, we'll thank God that he's watering the flowers. If it's sunny, then we thank God that it's a bright day. And I took all my kids, 3 out of 4, and we went in the rain and we just ran in the rain and played in the mud. And it was those moments and those memories that I'm able to just take, you know, throughout the week now and be like, it does not matter any circumstance. You have this state of gratitude and it changes everything.
So we can learn something from a 6-year-old for sure. Because what I also heard you say was she told you to change your story. Tell yourself something different. You woke up and said, oh, it's raining. You know, it's kind of gloomy outside. And she said, change that story. Change that narrative. So it's really just that simple. And it's how you look at something. And so I know for me, I learn from my children all the time. And that's what the beauty in children, they will make you quickly
shift
on a dime on the things that you should be grateful for.
Right. Well, it's interesting that you say that because it reminds me of the conversation that you and I had this morning. So this is how the conversation goes. I pick up the phone and of course I see it's you. And I'm like, good morning, sister, how are you doing? And she was like, that's it. We're changing our story. So that's how the conversation starts.
And she said, what do you mean?
And I said, that's great.
No, that's
what are
it.
We doing?
Right.
I'm saying we're making a decision right now. We're changing our story. We're eliminating the word. But so all it takes is like a prompt for us and we're all in. So I say, we're eliminating try. We're eliminating one day.
It like, can't be we're going to have a good day. But no, we're having a good day.
Period. That we're not trying to do something. We're either doing it or we're not doing it. So we went on this whole pep rally before we even started recording today. But those are the people that you have to have around you. Because what if your energy had been different?
And so I listened to, and I cannot think of the guy's name, and I can find it. But I was listening to this podcast. And, you know, he said, listen, you know, when you go through your day, he said, write a list of all of the things that you do in that day. He said, but here's the deal. When you look at that list, does it serve your bigger purpose? Is it feeding you what you need to be fed to align with what your greatness is? He said, and if it isn't, then you need to, and he said, you need to either delegate it, he said, or eliminate it or automate it. But either way, get it out of your life. And so I just thought that was interesting because it goes back. There is no but. There is no try. It's like, here's my day. What did I do to serve God? What did I do to be better than I was yesterday? And it really is just making up your mind.
And that's how we start our days. With those types of conversations.
Yes.
Right?
And I was like, listen.
I said, I'm here. What is it? Let's go. But that brings me to number two. So the second thing that the article talked about was that gratitude improves your physical health. Literally, people that have higher levels of gratitude report fewer aches and pains and are overall healthier as people. Whoa.
So that goes back to smiling.
Yes, which is how you said start your day.
Mm-hmm.
But physical. So number three says, gratitude enhances empathy and reduces aggression. So if you're in a state of gratitude, it actually helps you when other people misbehave because it reduces your desire to want to retaliate. Now, if we don't need gratitude for any other reason, we need it for that. So you mean if I'm in a state of gratitude and someone else is misbehaving, it helps me deal with it better. I need you all to get a high dose of gratitude just for number three. Like, what do you think about that?
It goes back to smiling.
We're back to smiling. Just smile, everybody. Don't worry about the rest. Like, are you okay?
Because how can you if you're smiling?
You can't be in a bad mood and smile at the same time, right? I get it.
So, no, what do you think about that? That's a good one, because I think for me, to answer your question, is, you know, I have this saying, and I got it from you, is, okay, so not only do I say trust the process, but I appreciate the distractions. Mm. I embrace them. It's part of it.
They're coming. Mm-hmm. So your attitude has everything to say about that. But, Noah, what do you think about that as it pertains to reducing retaliation and just...
When you're faced with obstacles, because... Yeah. People are not just going to walk around like smiling you like you do. And we're huggers. And, right. You know, Angela, you know, sometimes more than I am.
Tell the truth.
But what does happen when you're faced with people that they're just saying, hey, I'm having a bad day, or the people that say, listen, I hear what you guys are saying, but I'm a realist and, you know, it just is what it is. How do you approach those situations?
You know, to maintain your state of gratitude in those, it's hard. It is. It takes intentionality, and it takes, again, starting your day, and as we've talked about the progression of your day, maintaining that mindset where you're constantly, nobody talks to yourself more than you do. So you've got to be fluent at preaching the good news, at preaching the gospel to yourself. And just this morning, I was talking to a friend of mine, love this guy, just a really great friend, and he said something that was very memorable. He said, inhale patience and exhale kindness. So constantly think about
duly noted, this. Take a pause, write this down, get your notebook.
For all of our listeners, please take a note.
Jim, write that down. Could you say it again?
Inhale patience.
Yes.
And exhale kindness.
You can't lose.
And if you just think about your state and everything, even in the midst of that person who is having a bad day, it brings you to a state of empathy where you can empathize with them. Something's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Something is stirring in their soul, and God could use you as a part of that to maybe, you know, maybe it's one thought, maybe it's a smile. Maybe it's one thing that your interaction with this person that could change the trajectory of their entire day, week, year.
Because we don't know their story.
Everybody's got a story.
Everybody has a story. You're exactly right. So I think that's a good point.
I have a story as well. The other day, I won't say the place, but it's a business that I frequently go. And the guy, when it was closing time, and I could just tell that he had been having a bad day. And I said, what's wrong? Smile. And, you know, that's my go-to. And he said, listen, I'm ready to get off. And I said, oh, and I said, well, you know, he said, I don't want to be here. And so I flipped it on him. And I challenge you guys to do the same. He said, you know, this is my part-time job. I have a full-time job. And he just was really grumpy. And so I said to him, I said, well, listen, I said, we need you. And he kind of looked. I said, all of us. I said, I needed a smile to end my day with. I said, and I know if I need it and I can give you one, then you can give it to the people that come behind you. How about that? Will you do that? And so, of course, he started smiling. Mm-hmm. So I just got him to laugh. You know, it was closing time. So I definitely understand that. But just back to the gratitude piece, I said, and here's the good news. There's some people that aren't employed and you are. And so just a reminder, I think, is necessary. And that really brings us to point six. Gratitude improves our self-esteem. Do you guys believe that?
For sure. I mean, I think if you're in this state of gratitude, you're constantly in this space of just reminding yourself about how you're winning throughout the day, even on the smallest level. So you're going to give that to other people.
So it says that it helps you appreciate the accomplishments of others, and it reduces social comparison. So this has a lot to do with the company that you keep. Do you have anything around that, Noel?
You know, it is so important who you surround yourself with. You are going to feed off of the energy of the people. If you look at your top five closest people in your life that you're around, you're going to get to their level. And if they're not at a very high level, then you're never going to exceed that, or you're not living up to your full potential that you have deep down inside you. So if you're around a lot of individuals that are not grateful, that are not living in this constant state of thankfulness and wanting to help and wanting to give, then we can become complacent ourselves. Mm-hmm. And we get stuck, and you look up and it's been 5 years, it's been 10 years, and you're like, oh my goodness, what have I been doing? So if you change your circle of friends, oftentimes, you know, that's a great place to start, is look who you're with.
Do you think that happens gradually, or what does that look like? Because you don't want people to then start thinking, and I think for even us, I want to be that person to that friend that I pour into. Mm-hmm. But we say this all the time. At some point, you need people around you that can pour into you as well. So do you think that that's something that you just do over time, and you just pray about those people being removed, like I said earlier, eliminated from your life? Or what does that look like real world?
Balance. Balance. Because sometimes you have to be the person that pours into other people. How often does your phone ring, or my phone rings, or Noel, I'm sure yours too, where there's a person? I mean, just this weekend, we were somewhere and someone said, I need support, and said, can you call me right now? So I got up from the table and called this person. And so you have to have that for yourself as well. So I think it's balance. It's not one or the other. Sometimes we have to be that for other people, but we also deserve to be on the receiving end. That reminds me, Noel, of a time when you did that for me. And you probably haven't even thought about it, but we were coming out of a meeting, and it was after I had been at another meeting. And then in the first meeting, it was just all of these areas where there was just so much work that needed to be done around the kids of our city. And I was just in this place where I said, whoa, this seems like a huge undertaking. I feel like one voice, one effort, and how do I make an impact when it seems like the issues are so big? And that's the space that I was in coming into the room with you and the other people that were there. And so we sat there and we had our meeting, and when it was over, we were walking to our cars. And Noel said, how do you do all this work that you're doing? Like, who supports you in this? And I said, well, right now it's kind of a singular effort, or just a few people. He said, well, keep going, because the work that you're doing is important. He said, and someone is going to notice what you're doing. So these are the words that you said to me. You said, I can see the tension in your heart. And that day, that's where I was, because I really was like, how do we attack this issue? And how can I, like, I felt like I was trying to hold the weight of the world on my shoulders, and he saw it. And so even in that moment, even though it was just like a few seconds, I got in the car, I called my husband, and I'm like, listen, let me tell you what just happened in the parking lot outside of this meeting. So I don't think it always has to be this big production. Mm-hmm. He knew, because he pays attention and he was in tune, and I think that's what we have to do as well, that just in that quick moment, that little bit of encouragement was like, okay, keep going. Mm-hmm. Somebody sees that there's benefit, even if it's the smallest amount, in what you're trying to do. So don't overthink it.
And if he was not walking in that space and in that spirit of gratitude, he wouldn't have been able to do that for you.
Right.
Wow. So who are you guys doing that for?
Everybody. No, I'm just kidding. Everybody.
Thank you guys so much for joining us today. Hopefully you've been able to have some really good takeaways. A couple of things that we discussed was how you express gratitude and how it will improve your mental health. We also talked about how you start your day and really setting the tone for your day, and then how you can stay in that positive space.
Thank you so much, sister, for that recap. So Noel, what are your final thoughts around the topic of gratitude? What would you like for our listeners to know?
I would like everybody to know that they need to take their thoughts, the negative thoughts that come to their mind, captive immediately. So as soon as the thought comes into your mind, don't let it be 5 or 6 or even 10 times down the road before you even start to notice that negative thought. Immediately when the negative thought comes to mind, take hold of it and start going in with the truth of the matter and all the gratefulness that you have in your life. So that is how you're going to find it, because if you, I think the statistics we talked about, if you have that negative thought, it's going to take 4 more positive thoughts to override that, and especially if you wait till it's 5 or 10 thoughts in. So you see the math there. So just take the thought captive immediately. Live in this constant state of gratitude.
That is so good. That is so good. Thank you so much for that. We really appreciate it. And I hope you wrote all of that down, because it will be life-changing if you put it into practice. So as always, you know, we have to leave you with action items, because the whole point of this podcast is to give you immediate things that you can apply today to change your way of thinking and or your behavior. So let's start with our tips for today.
Number 1, retrain your brain. Commit to the shift.
Number 2, make a decision to operate higher.
Number 3, start your day with gratitude. Keep a gratitude journal.
Number 4, eliminate anything that doesn't align with your choices.
And number 5, take personal responsibility for your energy.
Don't forget to subscribe and share so we can grow this movement. If you have show ideas or would like to be considered as a special guest, you can email us at justberealsis@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at justberealsis. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. As always, remember to serve first, stay encouraged, be kind, and just be real, sis.